ஓம் நம சிவாய. டியர் லிசனர்ஸ் ஆஃப் சைவம் டாட் ஆர்க், தி நெக்ஸ்ட் ப்ரோக்ராம் இஸ் ஸ்டோரிஸ் ஃபார் சில்ட்ரன். இன் திஸ் யூ ஆர் அபவுட் டு லிசன் ஸ்டோரி ஆஃப் நாயன்மார்கள். தி டைட்டில் இஸ் திருநீலகண்ட குயவனார் நாயனார், பிரசன்டட் பை ஸ்ரீ ஆவுடையார் கோவில் கணேஷ். தேங்க்யூ. ஓம் நம சிவாய்.
திருச்சிற்றம்பலம். டுடே we are going to see the story of Neelakanta Nayanar. I'm going to narrate what happened in his life. So you know Chidambaram. So Chidambaram is the place where we have our Lord Shiva in the form of Nataraja, where he is performing his celestial dance Ananda Tandava. In that Chidambaram, there once lived an ardent devotee of Lord Shiva. He was potter by profession and he had high regard for the devotees of Lord Shiva, for Sivanadiyar. He was always eager to serve them. He was living an ideal life with his wife. How to serve the Sivanadiyars? Normally, when you want to help the people, what we will do? Okay, so in our school, if our student... If our classmate did not bring any pen or pencil, we'll give them some notes. Like that, for Sivanadiyars, we can serve them. Neelakanta Nayanar has decided to serve them by giving them beautiful begging bowls made of clay. And he did not charge anything. Am I right? Serving means we are serving with love, not with any attachment. Okay? So, it should be without expecting anything, we have to serve Sivanadiyars. Okay? And whenever he was giving them the bowls, he was doing it with great joy, without any expectation. Okay? And Neelakanta Nayanar, he worshipped Lord Shiva in the form of Neelakanta. So, he also tells others to take refuge in the Lord who drank the virulent poison. Okay. So, that is why the name Neelakanta. When Lord Shiva drank that poison and Mother Parvati just put her hand on his throat and stopped the flow of poison into his body. So, Neelakanta, that means Neelam here, because of poison, the whole skin color on his neck has changed into blue. Kanta means neck and Neelam means we identify poison with the color blue. Okay. Now, and Neelakanta Nayanar, he was serving the Sivanadiyars and he was living an ideal life. His life was rolling on. Okay. In spite of all these virtuous qualities, once he fell a victim to lust. One day, he visited the house of a woman of ill repute. Okay. And he deviated from his moral path. A person who is worshipping the Lord Shiva should not deviate from the moral path. But Neelakanta Nayanar did that. When he returned his home, his dutiful and pious wife understood this. She got irritated and she was very angry with him. But she did not show this and continued to serve him as before. But she has decided not allow him to touch her with passion. Nayanar could not understand the reason. One day, as he approached her with passion, she took an oath and said, "In the name of Neelakanta, I ask you, do not touch us." Okay? In Tamil, us is used for referring both singular and plural. Yamadu, yammai, like that. She meant herself, but Neelakanta Nayanar took it as us and he also decided that from that day he would not touch any woman in the world, because his wife said these words by mentioning the Lord of Kailash. Okay. So Neelakanta Nayanar decided from that day onward he would not touch any woman in the world. Such was his sincere devotion to the Lord. They continued to live together, but their result no one knows. Years rolled by and they had grown old. One fine day, Lord Shiva wanted to reveal the greatness of his devotee. So, In the guise of a Sivanadiyar, the Lord came to the house of Thiru Neelakandar. Neelakandar welcomed him and seated him and worshipped him and asked him what he can do for. The Sivanadiyar replied, "Oh, the noble one, I am going to give you a bowl and you have to keep this in your safe custody till I come back. To me, this is very precious and it has a wonderful property of purifying anything that comes into contact with it. So you have to protect it with utmost care." Okay, so this the Sivanadiyar told him. And he left the place and Neelakandar kept the bowl in a very safe place in his house. After a long time, again Lord Shiva came to the house of Neelakandar as a Sivanadiyar. So Lord, who came as a Sivanadiyar to the Neelakandar's house, he asked for the bowl. The Lord himself, by the power of his Maya, caused the bowl to disappear from the house. Neelakandar, he went inside. He searched for the bowl. He searched here and there, everywhere. But no, he couldn't find it. It was a mystery to him. He was ashamed of himself. Trembling with fear, he fell at the yogi's feet and said that he could not find it and it has disappeared. At this, the Sivanadiyar got very angry and accused him, calling Neelakandar as a thief, cheat. Neelakandar, knowing what to do, he tried to replace the bowl with a costlier one, but Sivanadiyar was not ready to accept it. Again, Neelakandar pleaded that he had not stolen it and he doesn't know that it disappeared, how it was disappeared. It was missing from the house. But the Sivanadiyar demanded that if that was the truth, you should say so on oath, holding his wife's hand. When Neelakandar, who had resolved in the name of the Lord Shiva not to touch anyone, declined this. But the yogi said, "You are unwilling to do this. That means you are the thief. You have stolen my bowl. I want it now." And finally, they decided to go to court. The court heard the case. Court asked Neelakandar to promise as desired by the Sivanadiyar. So Neelakandar went to the tank along with his wife. Then they had a stick in their hand and each of them were holding the end of the stick. The Sivanadiyar objected to this and wanted, "What is happening here? You should hold your wife's hand with your own and you should take an oath." But realizing the circumstances, Neelakandar could not hide the incident that has happened long ago. Then he related the old story. Because of his deviation from the moral path, and he explained what his wife has said and he narrated the whole story. Okay, then he caught hold of the stick and asked his wife to take the other end, and they took a dip in the tank. Miracle happened. "What is it?" They emerge from the water young and beautiful. The Sivanadiyar disappeared and Lord Shiva and Parvati appeared in the sky and told them, "Due to the merit of having lived a life of self-control and devotion, you will live in my eternal abode forever youthful." Lord and Goddess Parvati blessed them. And this story relates the devotion of Neelakandar and also the path which he took along with his wife. Okay, so devotion can take us to great heights. The devotion which we have in Lord Shiva will help us to overcome all the obstacles in life. Okay kids, so this is the story of Neelakandar. So from this story, we learn that devotion and no devotion of Lord Shiva is very important and we should not move away from the path of righteousness. Okay. Thirichitambalam. Thank you. So next we will see with another Nayana's story.